remember the room in which he held a blade to my neck and scraped the dark hairs for resting a jawline, stacks of ebonies and jets, clippings of black boxers, Joe Frazier, Jimmy O, Jack Johnson, the color television bolted to a ceiling like the one I watched all night. In a waiting room at St. Joseph, while my cousin recovered from gunshots. Summer of 88, over and over from a paper cone cup, and still could not quench my thirst. For this was the year funeral homes boomed, the year Mr. Pate swept his own shop, for he had lost his best little helper, Squeaky, to crossfire. He suffered like most barbers suffered, quietly. His clippers humming so loud he forgot all his lightning rep jab, his love for angles, for carpentry, for baseball. He forgot everything and never would be the same. Up myself and inside the razor's edge, wondering if I could lay down my pen, close up my ledges and my journals. If I could undo my tie and take a barbering where months on end a child's head would darken at my feet and bring with it the uncertainty of tomorrow. Or like Mr. Pate, gathering clumps of fallen hair at the end of a day in short, delicate wisps, as though they were the fine findings of gold dust. He deposited in a jar and placed on a shelf, only to return Saturdays collecting as an antique dealer collects, growing tired. But never forgetting, someone has to cherish these tiny